This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Another week begins where I ask you guys, y'all have done such a great job so far of going to wherever you get your audio podcasts and subscribing to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered that way. But those of you, maybe you're listening on audio podcast right now and you're like, I'm listening to you right now and I forgot to actually do that. Just go hit I think they call it a follow button now on Apple Podcasts rather than subscribe, but go hit that button wherever you are listening to your podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, we appreciate it. But if you would just go to the description and click on the link to subscribe to our audio podcast, that will help us in the algorithm as well, which we all know is already stacked against this show. So I appreciate that. Over the weekend, the traitorous House of Representatives voted to send, yes, $61 billion of your taxpayer dollars to Ukraine, $26 billion in aid to Israel, and $8 billion in aid to the Indo-Pacific region, which, because, you know, what's $1 billion anyway? In fact, I mean, add that all up, that's almost $100 billion. What's $100 billion, by the way? And $0? Wait, hold on. Let me check the math. So absolutely $0 went to bolster security at our own border while, you know, just criminals and potential terrorists are just filtering right on in just to be fist bumped by our own Customs and Border Patrol. Now, remember, just a few months ago, we were told multiple times by our ballless Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, this deal, this package deal that we're talking about right now with Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific region and Israel would not come without meaningful border security. You remember, if you watch the show every day, you watched me play a montage of Mike Johnson saying, border, border, border. Our priority is the border. We only care about the border. This deal doesn't happen without the border for months and months. We're super serious about this. We're holding strong until I guess they just weren't. Just rolled over and took it up the tailpipe, I guess, because the vote wasn't even close. 311 to 112 with 101 Republican sellouts voting with the Democrats to support all of your money just funneling right on into Ukraine. So this bill will now go over to the Senate, where I'm sure Lindsey Graham will be salivating all over the bill more than he salivates over other men's junk, which honestly is really saying something because I feel like that's a lot of salivating already to begin with. So I want to play for you just how pathetic, how disgusting, how broken these people are. And I want you to ask yourselves, do these people represent you? Okay, this was the House floor moments after pissing away your hard-earned money. Sorry, it's not your hard-earned money. It's your grandchildren's 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 hard-earned money and shipping it off to a foreign country to be basically money laundered. Here is the House. This is your House of Representatives. Yes. Those of you who are listening on audio podcasts, these are your House representatives, well, Democrats, really, on the House floor, waving Ukrainian flags, not American flags, waving Ukrainian flags on our House floor. And I just have to ask, like, what country are we in? Can you imagine any other country doing this, like fawning all over another country, simping for another country so much that you are waving their flag in our House? People, by the way, the irony is not lost on me that these people, these Democrats, probably have never even bothered to wave their own flag. They probably would be ashamed to actually hold and wave an American flag. They're probably embarrassed that we have an American flag in that chamber. They couldn't be seen. They couldn't be caught dead holding an American flag. you know, in America, you can't support your own country if you're a leftist. But by God, we're going to wave that Ukrainian flag with such vigor. But, you know, it gets even better or worse, as it turns out. I want to play Democrat Congressman Gerald Connolly saying what I think basically all Democrats and too damn many Republicans think about the country of Ukraine. Watch.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
Oh!
It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes.
No.
Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion?
You ever wanted to know what a traitor looks like? That was it. Right there. The white hair, the frumpiness, the overweight, the glasses with the beady little eyes. That's it. That's what a traitor looks like. Right there. Someone who claims to represent us, right? Americans. Claims to represent our interests, American interests, yet fully admits they aren't securing our borders and our sovereignty. And why? Because he views allegiance to another country on the same level as allegiance to ours. The Ukrainian border is our border. Ukraine is us. I guess I would just say thank you. Thank you, Jerry, for saying the quiet part out loud. Some of us have known for a very long time that we are engaging in a proxy war against Russia, which, by the way, remember, up until Donald Trump broke these people, nobody on the left took Russia seriously. I seem to recall Barack Obama making fun of Mitt Romney for even saying that Russia would be a threat. He's, oh, everyone, the 1980s called and they want their foreign policy back. And everyone laughed. Ha, 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 ha. That's so funny. Mitt Romney is so stupid. And now all of a sudden, Russia bad, Ukraine good, Putin, Satan, Zelensky, an angel with a glowing halo. You know, it's the Republicans. Now, according to these broken rhinos and their leftist besties, it's the Republicans, I guess, who are the America First Republicans who are the bad guys. OK, I want to play for you one of the biggest embarrassments from Texas, Congressman Tony Gonzalez on CNN. Watch.
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi.
No,
these people
isn't.
Used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
Oh, okay. Okay, Tony. So none of what he said is actually true. Because if you remember, the DOJ already looked into the Matt Gaetz allegation and evidenced by, you know, I don't know, the DOJ locking up grandmas who waved American flags on January 6th. Because remember, you're not supposed to wave American flags. I wonder if they would have gotten away with it had they been waving Ukrainian flags. Probably so. But the DOJ clearly likes to play fast and loose when locking up conservatives. So I would guess if there was like a single solitary shred, a molecule of evidence against Matt Gaetz, I'm pretty sure they would have jumped on it. But they didn't. They cleared him of all of the investigation. So that was incorrect. And Tony Gonzalez's opponent, he mentioned, who he has yet to survive a runoff against. I plan to have him on the show, by the way, Brandon Herrera, his opponent, not a neo-Nazi. But hold on a second. Now that you brought up neo-Nazis, let's talk about those who love neo-Nazis. Those scumbags, you want to throw around the term scumbag. Let's talk about scumbags who support neo-Nazis. Let's talk about the Azov Battalion, a group of fighters that are official members of the Ukrainian Guard fighting on the front lines against Russia. Let's talk about them. Men who presumably are about to receive a motherload of supplies and ammunition bought with our taxpayer dollars sent by our Congress. Let me tell you a little bit about these men. The Azov Battalion was founded by an avowed white supremacist who claimed Ukraine's national purpose was to rid the country of Jews and other inferior races. By the way, Don't take my word on it. This is coming from NBC News. Ukraine's Nazi problem is real. There have been pictures that have surfaced of Ukrainian Nazis holding Nazi flags. So it sounds to me like Tony Gonzalez is the neo-Nazi. Isn't that how this game is played? You're funding neo-Nazis. You must be one. You made the rules, by the way, not me. That's how it works in these here parts now, okay? Who needs enemies with friends like these? And I wish they didn't make me repeat this so frequently. I wish that I didn't have to say that so often. And really, honestly, every single one of these disgusting, traitorous, globalist members of Congress who just voted again to prioritize someone else's border should be expelled, not just from Congress. I'm going to go way further than that. Just expel them from the country. Get out. Ship them on over to Ukraine so they can go practice what they preach. You want to help these people so badly? Go for it. Go there. You want to give them unlimited funds? You go drain your own children's assets. You take it directly over to Ukraine and you put their piggy banks right on Zelensky's desk, okay? You think Ukraine's border is our border? You are so welcome to ship your ass over there and help them. But you notice, they don't do that, do they? It's all fun and games when it's someone else's money they're playing around with. But I gotta tell you, I am sick to hell of them treating my money like Monopoly money. This is just Monopoly money. We're just gonna dole some out. Here you go. I wish I had my fake money. It's laying around here somewhere. Here you go. Here's all this money to Ukraine. The neo-Nazis will fund. But you know what? We're gonna fund the Israel over here, which is, you know, kind of the opposite. Oh, but don't worry. Just to make matters even more ridiculous, we're going to fund the Hamas terrorists who actually have a lot in common with the neo-Nazis. But we stand with Israel. It's Monopoly money. It's a game to them at this point. I am so sick of it. And I think that the rest of America is just sick to hell of it, too. I cannot fathom thinking that it was my place as a United States representative to piss my constituents' money away, sending it over to all sorts of other foreign interests and not our own. It's disgusting. All right, we've got more to come. We're going to bring in our guest here. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Preborn. So as we sit here today, I wish that it wasn't this way, but babies' lives are hanging in the balance. Later on, I wanna play this just incredible ad that was made by, I guess, Gavin Newsom in the state of California about abortion. You're not gonna believe it. It's like you're watching a parody and you're like, oh, no, wait, this isn't a parody. This is real life. So the left clearly is out to kill as many babies as possible through abortion. And what Preborn does is they empower young expectant mothers in crisis to actually choose life. This is how they do it. It's very simple. They show the moms the babies through ultrasound. They let the mom listen to the baby's heartbeat. And when she hears that, when she sees her baby on ultrasound, it is life-changing. And she is twice as likely to choose life. $28 is the cost of one ultrasound. How many ultrasounds can you sponsor? How many babies' lives can you save? However many that is, we encourage you to donate securely over at preborn.com/Sarah. $28 could be the difference between life and death of a baby. Please donate securely over at preborn.com/Sarah. Joining me now, Blaze TV contributor and actor and producer extraordinaire, Matthew Mosden, who also is one of my best friends. I'm happy you're here.
I'm glad to be here, as usual.
So I would ask you how you feel about all of your money going to Ukraine, but I have a feeling I already know.
Yeah, my blood pressure was going up in that section. Aside from the money, which is ridiculous, and by the way, if they treated the border, the Ukraine border, like our border, they would just let the Russians go through.
Right.
I think they missed that, right? Yeah. Because they do nothing at our border.
Fist bump them.
And give them a phone and, right. You know, just, yeah, whatever. It's not so much, I mean, it is the money, but the waving of the flags to me is just, as someone who is an immigrant that came to this country that loves that flag, like I genuinely do, like it means so much to me. Mm-hmm. They're disgusting. They're all traitors. They should all go. Like every single one of them should go. They disgust me. Yeah. Like, and I try not to get to use the word hate, but I hate them.
I do. I certainly think there are a good majority of them that are evil. There are some that are just dumb, and I'll give them, like, they're just dumb and they're followers and they don't understand it. There are a certain handful, though, that I do believe are just evil.
But again, I know it's on us because we elected them, right? So they're stupid people.
Not me personally.
I know we didn't, but like...
By the way, again, people in Texas, in Tony Gonzalez's district, you get a do-over if you go vote in the runoff for Brandon Herrera. You don't have to vote for this guy anymore. Just want to point out.
Yeah, you got to get involved. And we keep saying, how many times do we say this? You got to get involved in school boards. You've got to get involved when it's to do with the library, to stop putting porn in the library. We cannot outsource this anymore. It has to be our responsibility. And by the way, I know a lot of people get mad at me when I say this, but the fact that you guys are subscribed to The Blaze and you're watching this show, I know a lot of you are engaged, but a lot of people aren't. Right. So we have to get them involved and say, listen, this is very, very important. Right, just make sure they get to the voting booth.
Yeah, because this is what the left is telling their people. And then I want to move on to these protests that are popping up all across the country. But this is what the left is telling their people. And they're believing. The left is telling their people. I saw this on Twitter today. The left is telling their people, well, if we don't stop Russia, America is next. I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you ever seen a map? Right. Like, I get it that, like, when you look at, like, the world, Russia is, like, somewhat close. But, like, this is a land game. This is contiguous land. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with America. This is contiguous land over there, not here. And to try to insinuate that, like, oh, America's next. What are they going to do? How are they going to do that? How are they going to achieve that? That is absolutely not true. But there is a good majority of people on the left who will believe that because they heard it.
And what's concerning to me is that no one is taking the time to look at how corrupt Ukraine was before all this happened. Like
Hold on. There was someone who took a look into it who happened to be president.
I think we should look into this, Ukraine.
And then he got impeached.
Corrupt, Burisma.
And then he got impeached.
To Biden.
Yeah.
To Biden. Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. I mean, everyone knew that they were corrupt. Right. And now we just, oh no, these aren't the droids you're looking for. It is absolutely absurd. And again, my worry, and this is what people do not seem to grasp. If you invest in something like this, they are going to send our kids over there to fight. They are. Yes. They are. It is going to happen. That is not fear mongering at all, because they're going to go, oh, well, you know, this is why they're saying this. Or the left is brilliant. They're actually brilliant with words. They're like, America is next. So what they're going to do is they're going to put troops on the ground and drag us into it. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's clearly what they want.
Yeah, of course
they
do.
That's clearly what they want. I know. It's disgusting. Well, I have a sad story for you, Matt. Are you ready? The 21-year-old daughter of left-wing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, this is Isra Hirsi, says she has nowhere to live or eat after being suspended for participating and subsequently being arrested in the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University. Yes, she told Teen Vogue, I was a little bit frantic, like, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to go? And also, all of my shit is thrown in a random lot. It's pretty horrible. I don't know when I can go home, and I don't know if I ever will be able to. She says the administration at Barnard College, which is a sister college to Columbia, has hung her out to dry when it comes to being able to get food. I sent them an email like, hey, I rely on campus for my meals. I rely on my dining plan. And they were like, oh, you can come pick up a prepackaged bag of food a full 48 hours after I was suspended. There was no food support, no nothing.
How is she even alive?
I know. I believe they call that FAFO around these here FAFO. Parts. Or play stupid games, win stupid prizes. How sad. But, you know, ha ha, okay, to her. But Colombia has switched to remote learning today because the protest and the disruptors have gotten so crazy and unhinged and violent. This is how bad in America, at a time where the left pretends like they hate Nazis. And now this is literally reminiscent of old Nazi Germany against the Jews. And I guess everything's totally fine now. Everything's totally fine. I want to play protesters outside the Jewish organization at Columbia shouting anti-Semitic rhetoric. Watch. I'm telling them, go back to Europe. You have no culture. All you do is colonize. Go back to Europe. I just can't imagine. Go back to Poland. A few. By the way, a Jewish Columbia University professor was notified that he is not allowed on campus because they cannot guarantee his safety. They cannot protect his safety. This is what he said on Twitter. They cannot protect my safety as a Jewish professor. This is 1938. And by the way, it wasn't just Columbia. Yale, police clad in riot gear, swarmed Yale University's Connecticut campus earlier today and arrested dozens of students who refused to clear out from these encampments. They're creating these encampments, these anti-Israel protest encampments, where all these protesters go and they're like, you will meet our demands. We won't stop until you meet our demands. So there was mass arrest. So found out how that ended up for them. I want to play the police repeatedly warning them that they would risk being arrested if they did not clear out. Watch.
We give it a few minutes to clear this area. Points of egress are High Street or Wall Street. No one will stop you from leaving. If you do not leave, you will be arrested. We will give you time to leave. If you do not leave, you will be arrested.
Another FAFO moment, I guess, because we see how that ended up.
Yeah, but we're the Nazis, right?
Right.
We're the Nazis. That's what I keep getting told on X, right? I'm a Nazi. You're a Nazi. You're definitely a Nazi white supremacist.
Yes, Sarah Gonzalez. Hispanic. Yes, Sarah Gonzalez. Is. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Me, I'm anti-immigrant.
Right. You know? Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's. I mean, look. In all seriousness, this is very, very, very bad. And I mean, look. I wrote and directed a movie called I Am That Man about 5 years ago because I saw the rise of anti-Semitism in America. And, I also wanted to say that the people that they're saying are white supremacists aren't white supremacists. Mm-hmm. And there are them out there, but, you're seeing... It's a very, very strange dynamic what's happening because I didn't really see this kind of enforcement under the Black Lives Matter movement. People didn't really do anything around that, right? So I don't know exactly what is going on. I'm glad that the police are involved. I'm glad that they're enforcing it. We're not hearing any defund the police moments right now, and I'm glad for that. But when I watched your opening monologue in the green room, this is utter chaos. You've got Zelensky, who is Jewish, and he has a Nazi battalion. Mm-hmm. Work for, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is just insane. And it comes from not being rooted in reality. Yeah. That's where it comes from. Not having a lack of critical thinking and also boundaries to say, no, you can't do that. And what we've done is we just keep allowing the left to do what it wants to do. And we're like, oh, no, it's okay. It's not really going to harm anything. Oh, why have you got such a problem with it? And then you see them push and push and push and push. And now we've got utter chaos. Like you said, they're funding Israel and they're funding the Ukrainians that have a Nazi. It is mind-boggling. It's utterly mind-boggling. And then let's not talk about the money they sent over to Iran, and now they want to get involved fighting Iran. It genuinely feels to me, I don't know if people feel like this, we're not the good guys anymore. I'm sorry, we're just not the good guys. We are creating chaos around the world.
Mm-hmm. funding both sides of it.
Funding all of, well, not just both. There's right. like, it's, all, it's sides like of all it. Different sides of it. Yeah. Not enforcing the border, letting people come in that are murdering people. They aren't. Trump said it. You know, they're not sending a bet, and that he got absolutely hammered for it. And now we've got people on our side. I got to tell you, you guys have got to stop this infighting, because this is about the future of this country. Do you see what they're doing? They're waving the Ukrainian flag and they think that that's okay. No flag other than the American flag should be waved on the floor of Congress. That's it. Yep. That is it. And they can do it because they know that you won't do anything about it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It's really scary. Well, and I know we got to go to break, but I feel like I said this last time you were on the show, but people are like, Sarah, you're just so angry these days. And it's like, I don't know how you're not. Like, I am talking about things that should make everyone angry who's paying attention. I don't know how you can talk about these topics and not be angry if you care about your country.
Well, it's also caring about your family and your kids. I mean, even if you want to be selfish about it and say, look, I've got to look after what's going on with my kids. I mean, I had one person say to me when I said, I think I put this on X, said, you know, you guys have got to stop allowing your kids going and competing, your girls competing against men. Well, you know, it's easy for you to say, you know, what about the scholarships? What about the scholarships? What about them? What about them?
Also, you're not going to get them if males are competing against your daughters. You're not going to get them.
It's not
going to
happen.
No, they're just going to beat them. You're not going to get the scholarship already. It won't happen.
But can you imagine if America in the Second World War said, you know what, we don't need to go over there and fight in Europe. We'll take on the Japanese, but we don't need to go over there and fight the Germans because, you know, it's not affecting me.
Right.
It's not going to get to me. Like, it's shameful. We are weak and soft. I keep saying this. So what? My son, I told you before, and you know this, Sarah, is a water polo player. And I said to him, son, there's no way we're going to send you where they're going to play water polo. Right. And he was an expert water polo player, could have got a scholarship. That's it. You can't do it anymore. Are you seeing Columbia? You can't send your kids to those colleges anymore. It's over. So stop doing it. And I get people say to me, no, we can, because there's this, there's that. I'm not, you cannot do it. You got to go to Hillsdale. You got to Christian colleges. That's it. You got to look after your kids' souls. That is what is important. Not getting on Wall Street, not getting a Harvard MBA or whatever. None of that matters. It is your kids' souls. This is the landscape has changed so much in the past 5 years. It's unrecognizable. Get your head in the game, guys. How you are not outraged is beyond me, because you're selling out your kids' futures.
You're so right. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with the latest in the Trump hush money trial. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Jace Medical. So look, it'd be great if anytime you need medication, like really quick, you could just go and get it from the pharmacy. But the vast majority of medicine that we take in the United States is manufactured in China. Could you do
China.
It?
China. Manufactured in China.
Thank you, Donald.
China.
Thank you, Donald. So when drug shortages appear, as they so often do, if COVID didn't prove to you anything, they're the ones handling it, not us. Trust me when I tell you, you want the ability to take care of your family's health regardless of the situation, which is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics that treat the most common and the most deadly bacterial infections. So when you're in a pinch and you've been diagnosed with something, I'm just saying, you're going to want that medication, okay? They've also got options to personalize it. They've got ivermectin and some other personalized options if you so choose. Plus, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so they can also get a Jace case as well, because everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You can get yours at jacemedical.com. Enter code Sarah for a discount. That is promo code Sarah at jacemedical.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So this is day five of the Trump hush money case, and it saw opening statements we got from both the prosecution and the defense, and also the first witness was called up to the stand, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, which honestly is a very unfortunate name.
Oh, David Pecker.
I don't know. That's unfortunate. Do you think would a woman be like, I don't know if I want to get married and be a Pecker?
Well, imagine it's like, Mr. Pecker, you're just like, okay, I've got to change my name. I'm sorry if your name's Pecker. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
It's just unfortunate. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You can't help it. It's just not preferable is all I'm saying. So I want to play Donald Trump shortly before court started this morning. This was his message to the press.
Thank you very much. I just want to say before we begin, these are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that this is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
Show me the lie. Show me the lie. I don't know how anyone can argue at this point, even on the left. They will, but I don't know. They have no leg to stand on if they want to argue the fact that this is a complete and total witch hunt. All 91 indictments are a complete and total witch hunt against Donald Trump because he is running against the worst president ever. Do you think ever? I think ever at this point.
Look, what disappoints me is that people are loving what is going on. And you see it on social media. And
all the people that love democracy, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They love democracy. They're big fans of democracy. They hate threats to democracy, but they love
political persecution.
And he's going to
steal democracy. He's going to steal democracy if he gets in. So what we'll do is we'll deny him his right to a fair trial. That's what we're going to do. We're going to like, I mean, the whole thing is absurd. And I have to say this, like, whatever you think about Donald Trump, that guy is an absolute machine that most people would have just collapsed. And I think that that's what they wanted. I mean, he is so tough. He really is tough. And I sit there and I watch that and I'm like, aren't you disgusted by this? Like every American, whether you're a lefty, whether you're a crazy lefty, you should be disgusted with this because I thought that this country was better than that. And again, it's like that GIF, right, with the two Nazis going, are we the baddies? Mm-hmm. Like, this is bad. The whole world is watching this. And yeah, of course, some of them get the leftist media, so they don't know really. They get told what the left wants them to hear, and they don't really understand the system. But this is just despicable. I mean, we are no better than the communists. I mean, that's where we are.
So the prosecution, which I heard legal expert Jonathan Turley saying on Fox News that it was utterly absurd and he just thought it was just a complete and total embarrassment so far in the prosecution's opening statement. But one of the prosecutors actually tried to say that Donald Trump trying to, you know, this sending this hush money. And by the way, remember, this is all about categorizing the hush money wrong, right? Because the hush money in and of itself is not illegal. I just want to remind everyone of that. He said, the prosecutor, this was a planned, coordinated, long-running conspiracy to influence the 2016 election to help Donald Trump get elected through illegal expenditures to silence people who had something bad to say about his behavior. It was election fraud, pure and simple. I'd love to get Fusion GPS's take on that. Let's talk about the Steele dossier. Because if this was election fraud and this was interference in the election, let's get Hillary Clinton's take on the Steele dossier that was distributed knowingly, knowing that it was false, distributed to try to influence people's opinions of Donald Trump. Let's talk about the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop in October of 2020, right before Americans voted. Let's talk about the interference of the election in that regard. But no, we can't have those conversations. We have to talk about Donald Trump having 34 counts of falsifying business records that they are trying to claim was election fraud. These people are nutcases.
Well, it works for them, doesn't it? I mean, that's the thing. Nobody really...
What does that say about this country?
Well, exactly.
I mean, listen, I would say there was some fortification done in the last election. You know, that. Yeah, take that from me. Take that from Time Magazine. They told on themselves, okay? But still, the fact that it is even this close, it was that close last time. The fact that it is this close is like, what does that say about us?
Well, I mean, look, we had the whole world shut down and nobody gives a damn about that. There's like one guy out there, Rand Paul. Rand Paul's the only guy out there who's like, we need to look into Fauci. If you say anything right now online about Fauci, everyone's like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Blah, 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 blah. It's the same thing. We're not a fair nation anymore. We're not. We're just so balkanized on everything. Even the conservatives, and we keep saying this, right? Wake up. Like all this bickering between DeSantis, I'm a DeSantis fan, I'm a Trump fan, and I hate MAGA, and I, this, it's nothing to do with that. Like, you got to put that aside. It's like dealing with two groups of children. Like, this is about the country. This is about the future of the country. And what you're going to do is you're just going to hand it over to these guys, because truly, and we've said this 1,000 times on this show, you are next. Mm-hmm. You are next.
Yeah. You're not wrong. And I would also say, it's not even next. It's happening in conjunction with, right? It's happening right now. We have pro-life protesters that are face now prison time.
The January 6th people are disgusting.
There are some people who still have not received due process, have not had, you know, any of their trials play out, even though they still sit in prison waiting. So we're already there. We don't have to wait long. Welcome to your new America, unless you do something about it.
But why are you so angry, Sarah?
Right.
Why are you so angry?
Right, right.
You're just crazy.
I'm like, I feel like I was always this angry.
No, but it's outrageous. I mean, what is happening is, if you are a fair-minded person, I don't know how you can't be outraged by others, even if you hate Trump.
Yeah.
You're seeing what he's going through. And if you, look, I always look at things the way that you would look at if your kids were in that kind of a situation, or the way that they would deal with something. Are they to be fair? Are they to do the right thing when everyone else isn't doing the right thing? Yes, yes, yes. All these things that these values that we try and impress on our kids, we're kind of like that when it comes to like politics. Right. Well, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, this is fundamentally unfair and it's not right. And this country, although no country is perfect, has always always wanted to. Oh God, I haven't had enough coffee today. I've been striving. Okay, I don't know. I'm just English, but the country has always tried to do the right thing. I think, you know, it certainly in history it has. And we kind of like now, we're so fractured. We're just like, you know, whatever matter, whatever benefits us at this particular point, right? So like, if I want to be right, that Trump's a bad guy, right? Then he should go down. It's like, that's not the way it should be. It's like, you don't want to win a game by cheating.
Right. Yeah, it's but by the way, if the other side is cheating, you better change your strategy, because you're not going to win by playing the rules. I would just say.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. Sorry, just about when people say, "Well, we'll wait till DeSantis." I'm like, he's not going to win in 4 years' time. I hate to tell you, it's not going to happen. We're going to be so far down the road, they will do the same to him.
Yeah. By the way, with the Trump trial coming up, we have heard that Michael Avenatti might be testifying on behalf of Trump against Stormy Daniels, I guess, even though she's not the one that brought up these charges in the first place. And Michael Cohen might be testifying against Trump. So it would be the dueling perjurers, because both of them are just completely dishonest morons. So great. Good news abounds. All right. When we get back, we've got a video, this clip, this abortion ad from Gavin Newsom that you are not going to believe is real. But it is. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Leave Sarah a message at 888-969-5113.
Governor Gavin Newsom, who I always wonder whether or not he is the Antichrist, but he is set to propose legislation to make it easier for women from Arizona, to seek abortions in California. So this proposal is going to offer Arizona abortion providers an expedited way to get licensed in California to perform the procedure for their patients. And I want to play an abortion ad that Gavin Newsom released. This isn't parody, okay? This isn't SNL. This is an actual ad released unironically from Gavin Newsom on abortion. Watch.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
They really did that?
It's not a joke!
I'm going to have to get out and let me check your pipes.
Ma'am? You're going to have to pee on this stick and prove you're not pregnant, ma'am. Shut up. Stop. This is not. These people are not serious people.
Well, I mean, again, we've said this 1,000 times about movies, like, right, the process that it goes through. So someone sits there and they're like, I've got an idea. We'll show these people trying to escape, and then we'll have the trooper come along, and then he'll go, you got to pee on this. What are you thinking, you colossal bunch of morons? But it's California, and I escaped. So, yeah.
Well, they're preparing to accept an influx of patients from these women who are escaping these mean red states, who are making it harder for them to kill their babies. Those mean conservatives who just want it to be like The Handmaid's Tale. No, I mean, it's just that, like, it's a live human being inside of you, and we'd prefer it to be alive. And by the way, we believe that everyone is granted the right to life. It's in our founding documents. They make it very clear right there.
Yeah, I mean, look.
How evil are we? I mean, look, it just goes along with the theme of the show, doesn't it? It's all completely evil.
Well, let's look. Right, I mean, DeSantis destroyed Gavin Newsom, right? Which initially, when he took that the challenge, I was like, "Oh, don't do it," because Newsom is evil, but very, very slick.
Yes,
he's very, very.
That's slick. That's why I say, man, is he the Antichrist? I don't know. No, but he could be.
Yeah, but
he's so cunning, but he's handsome, and so people like, he's very good at speaking. He's a great orator, so people trust him for some reason, but he's just so evil.
But it's also, his record is so bad.
I know.
DeSantis just was like, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? And just completely destroyed it.
But he just lied.
But he doesn't care.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, he just continues, even if you watch him on social media, he just keeps coming out and out and out. And it's like when all that stuff happened when the Chinese came over and they cleared all San Francisco up, right? He was like, no, 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 no. Anyway, and he just carries on. And the lemmings in California just go, okay. You'd think that they would care about their own state and the fact that he's running it into the ground. And by the way, that they're not going to be able to, they're saying that was it 2035 that you're going to have to move all trucks to being electric? Good luck with that. You don't even have a functioning grid. They tell you to turn your air conditioning off because of blackouts. Oh, no, because I was there. He is a absolute disaster. And if anyone wants to look at the fact that the Democrats groom their people and move their people up, he's an absolute classic example of that because he's a disaster. He was a disaster as a mayor. I remember when he was mayor and I was like, he's going to run for governor. Nobody's going to have him. I'm looking at that. People are pooping on cars in San Francisco. He's never, oh my good grief. He's the governor. I mean, he's the worst.
What was the, what's the app that they use to find the poop? What is it called? I forget. It's like,
I think it's like Welcome to California.
Crap chat.
Shat chat.
It's so sad. I mean, so what does that say about the people in California? Not all of you, all right? I know if you're watching this show. Oh, snap crap.
Snap crap. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Snap. I mean, when you have to have an app called Snap Crap so your residents can avoid the piles of human feces on the sidewalks of your city, you shouldn't be elected governor.
Or if you have people pooping on your car. I mean, that's what they were doing. They're literally pooping on people's cars.
How come when you say poop, it sounds so funny?
I don't know.
Something poop. About the British accent makes it sound different. They are, but they're pooping on people's cars.
They are. And it's a travesty.
But don't worry, because you can go, if you're a woman, you can go get your abortion. In the state of California. And Gavin Newsom is spending $200 million to go towards reproductive health care, which, by the way, is anything but. It's like the exact opposite of health care when the intended result is always death. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. On April 17th, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit against the gas station and convenience store chain Sheetz, alleging that they violated federal law by denying employment to a class of job applicants because of their race. Watch.
Sheetz is being sued over its hiring practices. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the suit this morning. It claims that the way Sheetz bases employment on criminal records disproportionately screens out Black, Native American, and other multiracial applicants,
right?
And that this violates federal law. The suit does not accuse Sheetz of being motivated by race when making hiring decisions. We have reached out to Sheetz for comment, but so far we have not heard back.
You followed a section about poop with a story about Sheetz. Gotta be kidding. Oh,
wait,
man.
Wait a second. Is the government saying that Blacks and multiracial applicants commit crimes at disproportionate rates? And somehow it's illegal to screen out criminals? Because it sounds a whole lot like that's what I just heard. Matt's crying.
Oh my
I've lost gosh. Him.
Yeah, no, you lost me. But, I mean, again, they're just eating their own. They're causing issues, right? Like, you should be able to screen criminals.
And if you're saying that they're disproportionately singling out minorities because they go through a criminal screening process, what are you really saying here?
The Sheetz hit the fan. Holy Sheetz. I'm not doing any more dad jokes. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing it. I'm putting an embargo. It stops.
So stupid. By the way, this this gas station convenience store, I've never heard of it.
No, me neither.
I don't even know. I don't know where it is, but it, apparently there's 600 locations in six states. So pretty big. And I'm just saying it probably doesn't have anything on Buc-ee's. Shots fired. Yeah, that's right. Shots fired. But congratulations to Sheetz because they are the latest victim of the Biden regime lashing out. I'm sure it was a DEI hire who decided to do this. It probably was.
Well, you know,
they're all DEI hires.
I mean, it's the whole system is going to collapse because of these ridiculous policies. And again, you know, they don't even realize it, right, when they come out with these things. And you kind of look and you're like, probably shouldn't say that.
It's fine. The gas station can just employ criminals and the FAA can just hire mentally incapacitated people and pilots and focus on diversity and everything's going to be fine. Don't travel, though, by jet.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.